Oh, sookie, sookie. I've got to ask our next guest, Professor Holder, if he knows who the young man that Brother Johnson was speaking with. Can he identify that young voice?
I do not know.
Okay. Ooh. That's really? The answer we needed.
Hold on. I'm going to give you
give one more time.
A snippet of the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's your man. That's Doc's man.
What's his name?
N-E-L-L underscore
B-T-P.
That's too much for me, man. I can't remember that yet. Man, Doc is relentless with that young man.
He is.
You're relentless.
No, hey, listen, he's a prodigy, man. No, he's a prodigy.
Listen.
Yeah.
Whatever, Doc. You're killing me. And thanks for bringing me in with that, man. I know we're talking a lot about Hulk Hogan, man, but we lost another icon, Chuck Mangione, one of the best horn players to ever do it. And that's classic right there. Feel so good and give it all you got, man. Wow. Chuck Mangione, when it comes to horn play, that's it right there. That's it. That's on my Mount Rushmore of horn players right there. Chuck Mangione, that was a bad boy, Doc. Bad
no gripe. Boy. You're right. That was my wheelhouse, man. In my era.
No lies detected there. No lies detected there, man. Marsalis.
Winford.
Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
If Chuck Mangione isn't on your list as top horn players to ever put your mouth to an instrument, then your list is fraudulent. Your list is fraudulent, and you need to start over again. So we lost another icon. That's four. So, wow. Makes you think about how precious life is, But Chuck Mangione, man, passes away 84 years old. So I just wanted to make sure being a great producer, Ant, make sure that musical bed is always in there, man. And that's a cut of a lifetime right there. Give it all you got. Give it all you got is the name of the cut, man. And it's iconic. Iconic.
Yeah, here on the Hoffman Show, DOC and super producer and, of course, Professor Holder. And operating on a beautiful field, a field of dreams. And these young men are out there. And they're taking these steps, and I just love the way the head man runs his program. I thought having, you know, two of your big vets take a day off on day two, because you still it's development. It really, I love the fact that even if you play a game of, and you, as an athlete, Lou, coach comes in and says, Holder, you're out today. Well, whoever's backing you up right now, if they didn't crap in the pants, now we're going to find out if they can play. And it puts a responsibility on them that they can't realize if you're there. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know that. When you got your first call up to the bigs, you know that rush of adrenaline when you know you're the guy, you on the first team, you come out with the starters. Everybody has to experience that. I think it's brilliant. I love it the way he's doing that, and we got to compete. People, why is the number one pick not playing? Because you got a grown-ass man in charge. That's why, not a cheerleader. That's why.
Yeah.
We just seen it done so bad, so wrong over the years here. It's so refreshing. Yeah. Got to be crazy for you to be out there in an environment that is conducive to winning.
I mean, 23 years, this is the first time I've seen it. I mean, obviously, when Joe Jackson Gibbs came back, even though he was – it was the same type of methodical behavior that we become used to. Mm-hmm. So again, you cannot fool the fan base here, because we've seen one of the best to ever do it in person. So that's what, and I go back to his press conference when he got the job. Dan Quinn said that he learned a lot from, you know, what happened his first time around, and the way he's going to coach now, that's a learning experience. And what you're seeing is the byproduct of that. And he has mentioned he's mentioned the first couple days about it's known that this is an older team, and it's situational. He says it's customized, customized. Each player is different on how they're going to save bodies and how they're going to get work done. But also know that their bodies are needed, but their minds are needed just as much as their bodies. Mm-hmm. So the mind of Von Miller, the mind of Bobby Taylor, the mind of Zach Ertz, that is just as important as their body sometime, because the byproduct of that is a Jordan McGee, is a Ben Sinnott, you know, learning from these veterans on how you protect your body, how it's done. And Dan Quinn is the one that's making that happen. So it is brilliant. It is brilliant. So you're not going to see these guys, because it's a marathon and not a sprint. You got to protect these guys because it is one of the older teams in the league. I mean, the quarterback ain't old at all, but all the other parts, they're wily veterans. And hearing Von Miller today, listen, I told you yesterday I could listen to Bobby Wagner all day long. Mm-hmm. Man, I could listen to Von Miller too. That was some gold right there. Talking about, you don't leave Josh Allen for nobody, no, just anybody. You That's don't right. leave Josh Allen in an AFC championship game unless you want to get down and win the Super Bowl. That tells you all you need to know.
Well,
he's coming here because of DQ.
No, you said it right. You hit it. Well, look at the facilities. They're investing. They in the cesspool. The stadium was a cesspool, and yet they didn't hesitate. They jumped in and tried to upgrade a cesspool. That shows me a whole lot. A lot of people could have said, "You know what we'll do? We'll wait. We'll see if the new stadium comes up." No, man, their future deal is now. They have a sense of urgency, and I love it. And it's not just lip service. The posters they do, and all that's cool, but the guys buy in. You've been around team sports most of your life, and you can smell a rat from a mile away, and you know when people don't buy in and when all they care about is the guys at the top. This is a top-bottom organization, and it's about all for one. I'm telling you, some of it may look corny. It may feel that way, but everybody that goes in that locker room, even the vets, are singing the praises of what they have created. And if they can now follow it up with more success, now you've got what you're looking for.
And that's what was said. That's what was said. Ant and I heard that today from him. Mm-hmm. The question was asked about building a culture and sustaining a culture, the difference between the two. And the sustaining is, you know, I mean, he talked about, you know, if you don't sustain the culture and reinforce the culture with different mm-hmm. things, mm-hmm. then it is just a bunch of words on the wall, a bunch of BS that no one's going to listen to. But they built it in a record time, a year. They built it. Now this new standard of every person that coming in here, Tunsil, Von Miller, I mean, all those are now living off of a culture that was established in 1 year, right? And now it's being reinforced. So there is a difference. He mentioned that too. There's a difference between building a culture mm-hmm. and then sustaining a culture. And I mean, it's just fascinating. That stuff, honestly, no disrespect, that stuff we weren't hearing from Gruden. We weren't hearing from Shanahan. We weren't hearing from Rivera. We just weren't. If you've been around this team enough, you just weren't. And if you were hearing it, you didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. If you were hearing it, you didn't believe it. Now, the sample size is big enough that you can believe it. I mean, you don't go from 4-12 to an NFC championship game just on, you know, just talent. You got to have culture, and it's built. And these veterans that are coming in, I mean, just listening to Von Miller today was just an exclamation point on why people are coming here. It's not just JD5. JD5 is good, but man, these people are they're coming here because Dan Quinn is going to let them be authentically who they are.
So
authentically who they are within the system. And he did say one thing that was very refreshing. Mm-hmm. Anthony heard it. I heard it. We all heard it.
Well, Anthony may have heard it. Anthony has ADHD.
Dan Quinn said it today. He said, we are not for everybody. Ooh.
Yeah.
We are not for everybody. Yeah. So sometimes it just ain't going to work. We are not for everybody. I like that.
Okay, so answer this then. Everything you said right there is masterpiece level. It doesn't now, let me throw in Terry. So I've got a guy now that does everything you ask him to do, does it on time, mm-hmm. is a leader, is not a social media prostitute. He's everything you want. And yet you've treated him like he's counterproductive to the system. Answer that one.
So, again, I'm not saying that this is a good situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're, because, again, when it's in the media, I mean, we're in this profession, and mm-hmm. I love it. It's been giving me a lifetime that I really, really appreciate. Mm-hmm. But when it's in the media like that,
limousine service, yeah.
When it's in the media like that, you know, it becomes messy. It becomes mm-hmm. messy. Yeah. So Terry took his stance. The mm-hmm. team is taking their stance. I mean, this is happening in Cincinnati. It's happening all over the league. I mean,
it's standard operating procedure in Cincinnati.
Standard thing. But yeah. it just hurts because of what we said yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I know Ant is really, I mean, I could tell him every time I talk to him. He's Team Terry, you right? And
yeah, but Ant's
and
distracted
so.
Right now. Yeah,
I am Team Terry.
He's highly distracted right now. You right, know, he's got a 10 in his space, and he is so not focused right now. I'm telling you, boy.
Right.
Nah.
But he rightfully so. This is because it's Terry. This has become a multifaceted issue. You know, you're stunting Jaden's growth. The players are like, okay, should he have spoken in the media? I mean, there's so many things mm-hmm. now that I wish were
it's
not
a teaching
there.
Moment. It's a teaching moment.
Yeah. I mean, but you said something that was really powerful the other day, Doc. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not always the best thing to telegraph your punches. So
yeah, well, he did. He did. The commercial deal was a disaster.
Bad
for him because AP's establishing some things and they may all work it over, but they may not. But again, it's opening up an opportunity right now for somebody that's hungry, that plays that position.
Right. And again, Terry's under contract. Let's make it clear.
Yeah, and losing
Terry's not like
a day.
Terry's under contract. Mm-hmm. I don't have that kind of money to not show up for work. But Terry's under contract, so this is going to end in some way. This ain't going to be like one of these things where it lasts the whole. I mean, Terry is under contract with the Washington Commanders.
Yep.
So I don't know how more simplistic I can be with that. Like, this is going to end one way. Like, he is under contract with the Washington Commanders. Like, it's not like he's breaching his, you know, it's not like he's out of contract. And if whatever, I mean, he is under contract. So he's making a statement. He's doing what he needs to do. Again, we have also wanted, I mean, Anthony mentioned it yesterday. I mean, Adam Peters isn't perfect. Like, he's made his mistakes, the way he's done certain things, whatever. But overall, this is what we wanted. This is what this fan base has wanted so much. I am positive, Doc, and you could tell us stories till the cows come home. Bobby Bethard wasn't always perfect, but he has a gold jacket. He has a gold jacket. That means he was right a lot more times than he was wrong. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted a good steward for this franchise. And none of these players that we have talked about, you know, Jahan Dotson from last year, none of these players Adam Peters drafted, Perry included. So, you know, we signing up for everything when you sign up for Adam Peters. You want no Adam Peters now? Like, oh, man, I can't believe they're doing this to Terry. Get rid of Adam Peters. No. You do what Bobby Wagner said. Sometimes the business of football is mind your own business.
Yeah.
And so I'm one of those people that it's going to play out because of the fact of what I just said at the very end.
That was so good.
Terry McLaurin is under contract with the Washington Commanders. This is not going to, I mean.
Hey, Lou.
It's headlines that we don't want. It's headlines that we don't want. I understand that. But who am I to tell Adam Peters how to run his business? You know, like, again, it's not like that's the only storyline. It just so happens because this is now the sexy team, the it factor. Everybody wants to know what's going on in Washington with Terry. Well, isn't Hendrickson going on in Cincinnati? Like, it's happening all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
players, I mean, management, it's happening. It happens in our business.
Yeah, but they've been talking about Trey Hendrickson
for
the last couple of years, to be honest, because, again, last year when he wanted a contract extension, they said, no, go out, put up these numbers again. We'll give you a raise. What did he do? He went out there, put up those numbers, and now they're not trying to give him a raise. Terry, on the other hand, he's been loyal to this team for the last 7 years. His productivity has gone up last year. The touchdowns, he broke a franchise record last year. And then also, they keep talking about preaching culture. And this is the guy that is the epitome of what you want in a commander. And my thing is, you look at all these other teams. You look at the Eagles. That's the team I brought up to Doc earlier. They took care of their guys. AJ, he wasn't worried about this going into camp. Devontae Smith wasn't worried about this going into camp. Like, he's going off what he knew best out there in San Fran. And in San Fran, they had Debo waiting till the last second. They had Trent Williams, who they gave a contract at 36 years of age. 36. Granted, he is one of the best left tackles in the NFL.
He's an alien.
But I'm just saying, like, Terry, again, is a top 10 receiver. Mm-hmm. He isn't showing any signs of slowing down. Now that he has a quarterback, his numbers are probably only going to go, you know, and get better.
I'd bet on that.
So I'm just saying, like, he's not one of these guys that's demanding all of these targets. Like, if he got the amount of targets that CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase got, you don't think he'd be a 1,400-yard receiver?
Oh, yeah.
You don't if he was one of these diva receivers, you don't think he would be a 1,500, 1,700-yard receiver with 18 touchdowns?
Right.
He had 13 last year on 80-something target. Like,
no.
What are we doing?
No lies detected. No lies detected. Everything you're saying is spot on. It's spot on. I don't have an answer for you, young brother.
And
I
you
do
were
not
passionate.
Have an answer for you.
You got
you
into
felt,
that.
You felt
you
the
know?
Passion? You were selling that.
I mean, I love it.
I think Linnell's rubbing off on me a little bit.
Who?
Big L.
N-E-L-L. Oh, underscore.
You have to say the whole thing. Underscore, right.
Underscore. B-T.
He's rubbing off on me.
No lies detected, and anything that you're saying, and I just, these two, I know this. These two are better together than they are apart. So, and you do not bring in Debo to be the top dog. Like, he would, the goal and the understanding was that you had both of those guys together, not just the one. So, I see it working itself out. It's just unfortunate that it didn't work out in the time frame that Paulie and all these other people wanted, like, it's a distraction and stuff like that. I mean, all that is true. It is a slight distraction as compared to the FBI raiding your building, as compared to
that is
other, I've never heard that. Where, nothing has topped that. I mean, seriously.
I mean, come on. I mean, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The FBI is raiding your building. You don't know what's going on with the activity of the owner. You know, is he skimming off the top of other owners? Like, you don't see that. What Anthony and I saw and what you saw, Doc.
Yeah, it was a crime scene.
The turf field that was sitting there as a relic is now gone, and there's four fields that are being used.
Mm-hmm.
You see other improvements happening around.
Well, you're a football operation, right?
I don't want the Terry McLaurin thing to cloud all the other good stuff that is going on with the organization. I mean, I don't want people to be consumed. It's a big deal, but my goodness, all the other stuff that's happening, you know. I'm signing up for that because for 23 years, all I got was a bunch of stuff. foolishness. Me and Doc were on the field doing sideline reports, and people were just, I mean, it was just, you didn't even feel the energy. Man, I have never, from the time I got here, this is the most excited I have been about a season, and it's not just about Terry McLaurin, right? It's about this whole team and, you know, what could happen. But no lies detected, Ant. It's a mess. It's messy. It's not clean, but it's the business of football. It's the business of football. I remember Jonathan Allen said, it's a beautiful game, but an ugly business.
Yeah, guess what?
Jonathan Allen said that. It's a beautiful game and an ugly business.
And you get to do it all over again tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get another dose of it tomorrow and another evaluation that follows. We treasure your talent. Thank you.
I treasure you too.
You got it. Hey, man, I can't wait. Tomorrow, things that make you go, Professor Holder. Thank you. 622 okay.
Well,
in the
I'll
nation's
tell you right
capital.
Now, I'll give you a tease. It has to do about the Alabama boys. I'll tell you that.
Okay, Alabama boys coming up here on the Hoffman Show tomorrow. We'll be right back. It is 632 in the nation's capital. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHing, and of course, the Anthony Haney, super producer, who ran into Big L in the break. And I'm sure he'll share a little bit of that with us before we tune off. Let's go to 301-230-0980, the Team 980 line, and go to Lap. Lap, K-9. We caught Lap sleep.
I hope he's not
sleep. He might
be
asleep at the switch. I hope he's not driving. We'll put him on hold and go out to Athens in Annapolis. I know he's always on point. Double A,
hey,
what's going on?
Hey, everything's good. I just wanted to just share real quick. You know, for me, it's just like you always say, it's next man up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's this kid, Prosky Merritt. I don't know if it's McCaffrey's the next Julian Edelman. I don't know if it's the kid from Virginia Tech or maybe they need to sign somebody. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I understand these athletes, any play, any time, it could be over for them. It's the most violent sport out there. But he's also under contract. Now, I do understand that none of his money this year is guaranteed. But my question is to you, Doc, being one of the godfathers of football that laid the work for these athletes today, what does it mean to you when somebody says, I'm under contract, but I'm not coming to work unless you give me what I want? What does that mean to you coming from the old school?
Well, it's negotiations, and I'm all for them because people, even before my group of people that played, they were grossly abused financially. And so the money's there. I don't get involved in the negotiation. I encouraged him to go to Indianapolis or check your hand out, but he's under contract. And I look at his posturing, but I also realize he could sign and break his ankle the next day. He could break a toe the next day. There's nobody other than five that I concern myself beyond. I'm looking for depth. He is opening up an opportunity right now for somebody to replace him all on his own. By his absence. If he chooses to do that, that's on him. But I'm trying to build a program that sustains more than one guy. Even if it's the quarterback, I got to be able to take that hit too. It's football. It's contact. It's violent. I got to have a plan to replace everybody if I'm going to do this thing the right way. And he's just one. It's a numbers game.
But people got to remember is – Adam Peters, he's from Denver, he's from New England, he's in San Francisco. This guy's been around winning, and not every decision he makes is going to be the right one. Listen, Howie Roseman chose Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. You're not always going to be right, okay? Mm-hmm. But I think we just have to trust that this guy inherited a team that they had to have 33 new players last year, and they still have a lot of new players. That's how much old Rivera, the bank robber, screwed this team up, going 0-4 on first-round picks. So I trust what they're doing. They're much better with Terry here. They need to start coming up with a contingency plan, though, because the Giants come week one, you got a coach and a GM that are on a week-to-week basis for their jobs. They're going to come in here flying around and trying to make a point to be the sleeper in the East this year.
Well, I'm going to give a Beatrice to you that you must have been a regular listener, because that's my tune day one. All I'm focused on is the New York Football Giants. And last year's not going to help you beat them at all, because they feel like they can punk you up front basically with their defensive front. And I'm just telling you, anybody that pulls out the NFC Championship film and looks at Philadelphia, they're going to feel like, well, hey, if you that weak on the edge, we're going to test you. They're going to test us. And I think they did the right thing this offseason, but now we got to make sure they can get through camp. I need some surprises. I'm so not concerned about who's not in. I'm totally consumed by who's in and who is going to surprise me. I don't give a daggone what round you drafted in. I'm hoping it's an undrafted free agent, somebody that is hungry. I don't need any more social media whizzes. I need somebody that took a cab to get to practice.
Absolutely. I asked your buddy Winingham, I said, who's going to be the gem of camp? You know, Big L, Winingham?
Oh, BTP.
I asked him.
Oh, okay.
So, the self-proclaimed greatest of all time.
Yeah, well.
I asked him, who's going to be the gem? Who's going to step up?
Oh, Baptiste. He loves to say Baptiste's name. I guarantee he said that was him, right? Who'd he say?
So, say that again.
Was it Baptiste?
Oh, yeah, he's been, that's his bromance.
Yeah, he loves saying his name. Yeah, he does. I can't wait for overtime tonight. I can't wait. Because it's going to be day three, and, you know, he's got a super six-pack, and he's got a lot of stuff, man. So, and you know what? It's perfect. Yeah. It's informative. We're covering every day with a magnifying glass, and you need somebody that's really genuinely enthusiastic about it.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Amen to that, my friend.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, and give him my best tonight. And this box, is this? I'm sitting in Rooster in his studio. And this Terry McLaurin's Crunch Time Flakes. Is that a real thing?
It's a cereal.
Oh no, I'm asking out of nevity. I didn't know.
I haven't had it either though.
I don't do cereal anymore, but I will get me a box. It's a good looking box.
They're expired.
Oh no, I wouldn't need that box.
Okay,
I'm saying somebody got to be selling them. I'm sure it's a product that is sold.
Oh, it's a limited edition though.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's Big L. You better watch it because he'll take that home.
I mean,
and try to eat it.
It's only a year old.
Give it to Big L. Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's a good cover. It's whoever thought of it. It's well thought out.
Have you seen the back of the
box? No. No.
Do you remember this catch?
Which game?
It was the catch over Stephon Gilmore.
Oh,
at
yes.
Lucas Oru Stadium.
Yes.
You want to know what's crazy? I was there. My best friend played for the Colts.
That's right.
And so the Colts were winning at that point in time.
I remember. We did a show right after that.
Yeah, I did.
I know it. I did it with you.
But yeah, when he made this catch, I couldn't believe it because I didn't know who to root for. I was in the Colts family section.
Yeah, that's tough.
I didn't necessarily know if I should root for the Commanders after Terry made the catch, or root for my best friend's team and be like, oh, man, we're in some trouble. But I just sat there, you know, very neutral, straight-faced. And when we got back to his crib, I definitely did make a joke about it.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah, I love, you know, I think Terry is perfect for what is needed here and now. Because he blocks. He is a special teams. His heart, he's a special team guy. who will cover kicks and punts. He does it all.
Whatever you need.
He doesn't get the credit for being 4-3. You know, and I don't think anybody, he don't owe anybody anything. Just going to be you. I do think that maybe 10 years ago, I don't think the same way. But I do at this point say that AP's establishing himself, and he's got like 50 kids. So does he go step out a certain way just for one? Or is he setting the bar right now for how he'd like to have it? For everybody to understand, number one, Terry's doing his job, being a good guy, being on time, being what they consider to be the perfect commander. He's doing that. So part of me wants to go, well, why don't you pay the man? But then I know that's just a weak part in me because he ain't dealing with just one guy. He's setting the precedence. It's his first run. He's in charge. He's establishing a tempo that everybody's going to have to deal with, including JD5 down the road. I think this is his moment that he establishes how business will be done here in Washington. And who better person to pull it on is the guy that most consider to be a perfect student. Perfect student. It's going to be interesting. It's not going to be what you thought, because I wouldn't have thought this would have happened. I'd be 0-2 if I let my brain take over my emotions. A, he'd have never done the press conference. B, he would be in there right now, staying in, and I'd have been wrong on that. And I would have never thought AP would have allowed it to get to this point because he'd had his own poster guy. I was wrong three. That's all wrong, wrong, wrong. Why? Because AP is doing his own thing on his turf now. He's made it very clear. Oh no, I wasn't the guy calling the shots in Frisco. He wants that noted. Very smart. Why? Because some of that was that disastrous. They've always had the money to handle everything and the players. They have personnel, man. They got people. He's trying to get that type of personnel here. So he may have to make some sacrifices to do it. I don't know. I want to see what happens with the diamonds in the rough. Show me what your scouts did. We got all these people roaming the country. Show me what they find, you know? What they bring home. I need a Dexter Manley. Fifth round. Mr. D. Can you do that for me? Huh? World Grant. Can you do that for me? That's what I want. Show me who you are with your staff. 644. He on the Hoffman Show. DOC. We'll be right back.
The strongest force in the universe is not Hulkamania. The strongest force in the universe, after this you can sit down. It's you wrestling fans. You guys are the ones that keep this business alive. You guys are the ones that make everybody out here from Jericho, Triple H, The Giant, everybody, Batista, fight their hearts out every night. It's because of you fans that there is a wrestling business. You guys are awesome. Come on, man.
The Hulkster, out of character. Out of character. That voice, I didn't probably recognize that voice. Yeah, he pulled it off, man. He pulled it off, did it his way. And no matter what will be said, I think that the good will outweigh the bad. And but the Hulkamania move, it was a force.
Man.
It was a force.
A real force. Like, I'm speechless, to be honest.
No, really, it was a real force. Because what you going to do, brother, when Hulkamania?
He had everybody, man. Like, we talk about your generation.
Yeah.
And even there was a six-year-old that met Hulk Hogan for the first time. And Doc, listen to this kid.
Bro knows, brother.
Let me tell you something,
brother. When you walk in this meat shop, I'm surprised that you still got the shirt on, Jack.
Well, let me tell you something, Hulkster. The first time I met you, I was only 3 years old, but now I'm 6 years old. So now we gotta take it to a bigger level, man. Just like when you press that no good stinky 793,000 Hulkamaniacs. So what are they going to do when the power of the Hulkster and the Roaster and the dual 24-inch Python run wild on you?
He ripped his shirt, Doc.
6 years
Six
old.
6 years old.
6 years old.
We got to follow this kid, man.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Wow.
That was full on.
That's an influencer. I mean, Hulkamania, he did it without social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the one thing that I find, I'll go back and go, man, what if this guy had the power of social media? Riggo. Joe T. Our guys in our, I mean, can you imagine Dorsett when the Cowboys were really champions?
Yeah.
Roger Staubach. Then, I mean, the people that they had when they were really good and when they won games.
Deion Sanders.
Dude, Deion might have been number one of all time. How many followers would he have had?
Too many. Too many. And these are guys that are charismatic. They have great personalities.
Oh, yeah. They're not jackasses.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah, it would have been. I think about that often, but Hulk may have been number one. He may have been number one. I mean, I can't even think off the top of my head because MJ wasn't going to put the effort into it.
Yeah.
You know, he still don't. He'll do it for the product sales.
Yeah.
But sure. Other than that, he ain't sitting up tweeting. Why are you taking no photo? But Hulkamania.
Showman right there.
He's a natural born showman.
Because the thing, like, you look at his wrestling moves, it's basic moves, Doc. He got the leg drop. He got the big boot. It's nothing crazy, but it's his personality. It's his showmanship.
Yeah, he was strong now.
Yeah. I mean, when he did the little hawk up, like when he would just, even if you hit him, then he'll block your punch, throw a punch, come on, like. That is all showmanship.
Yeah.
It got everybody in the arena riled up. It was just, that dude, man. He was that guy. I think of some of the other showmen, like you got Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair, game, man.
You got The Rock, showman.
The Rock, man. And you know, it's just now it's still thriving. And it's just Roman Reigns, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And the way WrestleMania is, it's not just Russell saying no, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real, man. Russ, and you know, and Essek now with the podcast. I can't wait
for
that to
drop. They're probably recording as we speak.
Yeah, they probably are, yeah. Well, you know, Russell has so many other commitments. He's got him. Oh, God, he's such a celebrity. So he's got a lot on his plate. But it'll be fun. Tomorrow, and then, of course, we got a W. Did he mention? I hear we are taking winning for granted. Curly W. Can you believe it? And also, this weekend, man, DC Divas going for a championship. And it's so real, man. We get the DC Defenders and the Divas win championships, dude. I mean that's really saving our rear end. That would be and the St. Louis Slam, which I didn't do a game with them, but they're there, and all you got to do is beat who's there. It doesn't really matter, but you have to go after it. Saturday, I think we've got a 2:00 kick. I don't remember games starting at 2:00. A gridiron game. Do you? Kind of rubbed
nah,
it kind of caught
that's
me
a
off.
Weird time.
See, 3:30, 1-2.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I mean, even sometimes when the XFL was starting at 12 noon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you get that in college, but on Sunday. Yeah. A Sunday, that's nasty.
Yeah, when you're from the West Coast, it's just a matter. I mean, you just don't really, you take it for granted. Those 10 o'clock games, it'll be 1 o'clock all over, but we had them at 10. You grow up with pro football for breakfast. It's really awesome. And night football starting, it's just cool that you come up with it. But I'm excited about getting two champions in this town. That's nice. I can work with that. And getting Rich Daniel, president, owner, high operator, even sweeps the floors if necessary. It'd be a good year. I'm going to try to get Scott Jackson over the weekend, give us a little preview of the St. Louis Slam. You hit the gym tonight?
Actually, I'm going to get some shots up tonight.
Good, good.
I got a basketball tournament this weekend. So.
Yeah, because what I heard.
Wasn't good.
No, it wasn't. And you thought I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't have known. It's a good day because Big Tony was not on the program. And shout out to Key and Lucille for giving me that top five. And peace out. We go to the late and controversial but great Hulkster. Hulkamania, brother. It's all over you. We'll get it going again. Anthony, same time tomorrow. Shout out to Brother Hoffman. I know he's somewhere, probably in the gym as well, getting his groove on so that he can continue to beat you.